Before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that I have a brand new masterclass coming out on the 18th of April. It's the 7 Steps to Podcasting. This was voted for by my social media audience. It won out against the other by a margin, so I will do both at some point, but the first one is going to be the 7 Steps to Podcasting. So if you want to come and join me for this masterclass, it's going to run for about an hour on the 18th at 4 p.m. UK time. So join me by hitting the link in the show notes or head over to donnaeed.com/7podcast steps, all one word. That's donnaeed.com/7podcast steps. Now back to the episode. You're listening to the Wedding Procast UK, the place to be if you are a UK wedding professional looking to grow and streamline your business. I'm your host, Donna Eid, 10-year wedding photography veteran and CEO at the Society of Professional Wedding Vendors. If you want to grow and streamline your business, this is the podcast for you. Make sure you hit subscribe where you listen or join our email list at www.spwv.co.uk. You'll find the sign up form at the bottom of every episode, and by doing so, you won't miss a thing. So let's jump into today's show. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Lovely to have you here. Before we dive into today's show, I just wanted to mention Productivity Week. It is a 5-day event that we are doing on the 20th of September. If you struggle with getting your diary in order and striking that balance between family and work, this week is for you. As wedding vendors, on wedding days, our timing is on point. But when we get back to the office, that is where the difficulties occur. So come and join us. We are going to dive into procrastination. We are going to dive into what your calendar looks like, what's important, what's not, and how we can be more productive in our weeks. So that is on the 20th of September. You can register now at www.spwv.co.uk/time, and you can get into the Facebook group there as well, and I hope to see you on the inside. Today we are going to be talking about something that I get asked an awful lot about, and something that I think as wedding vendors we struggle with, but not on a wedding day, strangely enough. On a wedding day we manage to keep to our times, we can push everything forward, get the job done, and everything is good and groovy by the end of it. But when it comes to being at home in the office, something just takes over, and I don't know, it's just not as easy, is it? So, you know, we today are going to talk about how we can create more time in our business to get more things done. That's the question I get asked. How can I create more time in my business and get more done? So productivity, as I say, is something that I think a lot of people struggle with, not just from the fact that sometimes people just don't know how to organize themselves, but even people that do organize themselves really well, you know, we get bored with the same routine, we get complacent with our timings, we just get bored in general, we procrastinate, and our motivation wanes. So when you're looking at all of those things, it's really easy to see why a lot of the time we are just feel like we're fighting a losing battle and always feeling like we're on the back foot, and that we're just always behind with everything. So getting to grips with what needs to get done is important. It's an important place to start. So the first tip, my first tip, is to get rid of your long ass to-do list. You know, we've all got them. Some people have them in their head. Some people write them down. Some people really get a sense of, you know, victory from ticking off a checklist. Now, if that is you, then you do you, boo. Absolutely go for it. But for those of us that sit there and write out our to-do list and then look at that list and it instantly sparks procrastination. All of a sudden, that washing up needs doing, or that fence needs fixing, or, you know, that social media message that you got just needs to be answered. And oh dear, I've just fallen down the Instagram scroll hole. These things happen all the time, especially if, like me, a big long to-do list just makes you feel overwhelmed, makes you feel like you don't know where to start, and you just stop working because of it. So my first tip would be to get rid of that list. Now, I don't mean to get rid of it and forget about whatever's on it. What I mean is get it out of your sight. Don't have that facing front and center on your day-to-day. Have a list, but keep it somewhere where you can refer back to it. And what I would like you to do instead, or to have a try of, is choosing your top three must-dos. Whatever happens today, these three things must get done. Write those three things down and tick them off as you go. That will give you your tick satisfaction if you are a ticker. But it's just three things, and they're the most important things to help you move your business forward. So that is my first tip. Number two is give yourself a break. Oh my goodness, we beat ourselves up something chronic when we are business owners that we are not doing enough. But I would like you to just take a second and write down what things that you do in your business. What roles do you take on? So when you think about a company structure, I'm going to take a supermarket as an example. You have got the store manager, you have got the deputy store managers, you have got maybe assistant managers under them, you have got section leads, you have got supervisors, you have got checkout staff, you have got shelf stackers, you have got the warehouse staff. All of those things come under that umbrella. But not only that, you then have the office staff. So you've got the finance person, you've got the HR person, you've got the marketing manager. All of these things create a supermarket that you would go into. Look at your business in that kind of format. What roles do you take on? You're the CEO, you're the accountant, you're the marketing manager, you're the social media manager, you are the general dog's body, you are the admin assistant. You do everything in your business. If you are lucky enough to have help and you are not a solo entrepreneur anymore, congratulations. You have a different set of struggles with making sure that your staff are doing what they need to be doing. But just thinking about it as a solopreneur for a moment, you are doing all of those jobs. So stop beating yourself up. You're doing the job of 7 to 8 people on your own, and you don't think you're getting enough done. So I say give yourself a break. And I'm going to give you a personal example of how making sure that you build enough time into your day to cover what you're doing is really important. So for example, if you have your big long to-do list and you expect to get to it by the end of the day, but these tasks are all tasks that are going to take over an hour each, you're not going to get it finished. And that's how we then feel like we're failing. So for me, yesterday I had to get my sign-up page done. So I have got a productivity week coming. So if this is something that you struggle with, definitely come and join us for that. I'll tell you more about that a bit later. But because I'm running that, I needed a page where people could come and say, yes, I want to join you for that week. So I had to do my sign-up page. What I hadn't factored in is that this page that would take me 30 minutes to draw up usually ended up taking me 3 hours because, one, I walked away from it at some point because I got a delivery and got distracted. I'm not including the distracted time, but when I came back, my computer had crashed and it hadn't saved the page and I had to start all over again. So I lost half of my page and had to redo it. Then I had to go into my email account provider and make sure that the email side of things was set up so that when you signed up, you get your welcome email. So I had to make sure that was functioning before it went live. And then I had to go into ManyChat and make sure that the response bot option was available and would work so that you could sign up to get notifications. And I had to do all of that before I could set the page live. And I needed to do all of that before I did yesterday's video. So what I thought would take me 30 minutes ended up taking me 3 hours. Luckily, I started early enough that I was able to get it done in time. But imagine if I had that on my list, plus doing a podcast, plus editing a podcast, plus putting up a video, and all of that, it would have been too much and I wouldn't have got it done and I would have felt overwhelmed and I would have felt like a failure. So just make sure that when you are looking at a project, something that you've got to get done, that you're actually allocating enough time to get it done. Things take longer than we think. So the next thing to do, so the third tip, is white space. Now, I am a huge, huge believer in white space, building in white space into your week. So what do I mean when I mean white space? This is space in your diary that is booked in every week, no matter what, where nothing is in there. Nothing can be booked in there. Nothing is planned in there. It is just empty white space. And oh my goodness, seeing that in my diary, it just has that ability to make me breathe and have a little bit of relief from the week. So building in white space, it has several uses. So this isn't just time where you don't do anything in your business. It is time that is there for a purpose, but the purpose can change. So for example, if you need to take a call outside of your allotted slots, and it is important that that call take place within the next week or within the next couple of weeks, and you haven't got a slot available, you could book it in to that white space. That is your prerogative to use some of that white space for that call. If you need to run unexpected errands in the week and you can save it for that white space, brilliant. If you can't, then whatever it is that you've got to stop doing to run that errand, you can then move the rest of that into that white space, or just jiggle things about and move something else into that white space so you can get it done. If a project needs more time than you had anticipated, so even though you have overestimated your time, you still need a little bit more time on a project before the end of a week, you can use that white space. If the kids need you for something, they suddenly need, you know, they forgot their lunch, you know, going back to school, kids do that. You've got to run to the school, drop their lunch off and come home again. That's going to take you time. You can use that white space then to do the work that you would have done in there. Self-care, need I say it? Yes, I do. Self-care. So if you are getting to that white space and you don't have work that you need to get done because you've got your threes ticked off each day and you've done your errands and everything else, and there is nothing that is pressing for that white space, take some time for you. There is absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. Just take some time, because our lives get so busy, and I do advocate for booking in self-care time with yourself each week, having it as a staple on your diary that you have some self-care time where you do you. But your white space can be extra self-care time if it's available. And just take it as a, like a mini holiday. You know, if it's a Friday afternoon, for example, then finish work early, take a bit of time for you. You know, there is nothing wrong with doing that. We are supposed to be building a life that we love. And when you are in business for yourself, that's part of it, is creating that balance in your life. So have that white space. It's there if it's needed. If it's not needed, then take it for you and enjoy that time, and enjoy it. Don't feel guilty about it, because you built it in. The things that needed to get done are done. So I suggest 2 to 3 hours a week of white space, at least on your calendar, sort of a minimum amount. So the next thing to look at is the fourth tip, and that is your routines outside of work. So what is your evening routine and what is your morning routine? And the reason that I bring in these is because starting your day right puts you in the right frame of mind to start work, and getting your evening right means that you can get up better in the morning and be more motivated to get things done. It's not so much a chore. So definitely look at your evening routine. You know, what are you doing in your evenings? Are they running really late? Are you getting to bed really late? Try and preload where you can. So kids' lunches and things, get them done before you go to bed so you're not rushing around in the morning. Take that time, that half an hour or whatever it's going to be, just to unwind and get yourself ready for bed before you go to bed. Do some meditation if that's your thing. I enjoy it. I listen to a sleep story before I go to bed every night. It just slows my mind down. I have to say, sometimes the story is playing and I'm running through things that I should have done during the day or that I need to do tomorrow. But it just does have that ability to just slow me down and get me focused on what's important, which is getting my rest. And then your morning routine. Not going to claim to be an expert here. I struggle like anything to get my morning routine into gear, but it is something that I'm going to be working on. I'm always working on, is trying to get better at that. But the better you can be with your morning and evening routines, the better position you're going to put yourself in to have a productive day. Review and revitalize to get over the boredom. So this is great. I definitely want you to come and join us for the Productivity Week. It's going to do a lot of sorting out our calendars and getting us in a good place with what we're doing. But the idea is to then review it, come back in a few months' time to it, look at it, see what's working, see what's not, and change it. Because the thing is there is boredom, there is the boredom factor, but then there's also the thing that's not working. And if it's not working for you, you're not going to want to do it. Then you're going to procrastinate and then you're still not going to get anything done. So definitely review and revitalize your work routine. So to find more time in your business and get more done, choose your top three most important things to get done for the day and put the rest of your to-do list away so you can't see it and just concentrate on ticking those top three off. Don't underestimate the time something's going to take because you will always feel behind. Overestimate it. Remember, 30 minutes actually took me 3 hours. Build in white space for those just in case times and look at your routines around work. So like I said earlier, I am running a productivity week. It is starting on the 20th of September and we'll be focusing on time management, looking at our business hours, how we use them effectively to produce more work and get more done in our businesses. So if you would like to join me, then I would love to see you there. You can head over to www.spwv.co.uk/time to sign up. It is totally free to take part. Most vendors I know really struggle to create the time and space in their businesses to focus on moving forward and instead become stuck, always, on the back foot, feeling like they're failing, which you are not, and just feeling like, you know, their business is taking up all of their life. So if you want to take back your calendar, feel like you're actually making progress and being proactive instead of reactive, then join us on the 20th of September as we do a 5-day deep dive into creating more time. So www.spwv.co.uk. So I hope that helps you guys. If you have got any questions over on productivity or more tips, something you would like to add, then please do put it in the comments box below. I will come back and, you know, I may even answer it on our Productivity Week. So do come and join us there. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.
If you're looking to build a deeper connection with your audience this year and you're a passionate business owner with a message to share, then I would love to help you do that via podcasting. If you're interested in starting a podcast this year, head over to donnaead.com/apply to register your interest today. Don't forget to hit subscribe where you listen and rate and review the podcast if you've enjoyed it. You can also share this episode with a friend. It is a great way to help the podcast out to get to more listeners just like you.